Many people who live in the U.S. go north to buy cheaper prescription drugs from Canada. Others go south to Mexico, where they can get medical treatments that are not legal in the U.S. Commentator Hollis Gillespie has the story of one such journey.
Mexico, I believe, is a bad place to be when you are half dead. But my alleged stepfather was not even half dead. "I'm all the way dead," Bill kept insisting. And he was not in Mexico either. Not yet. He was in San Diego, where he was supposed to be in the hospital getting treatment for his late-stage lymphoma. But according to Bill, they tried to kill him. That sounds paranoid, but I happen to know that wanting to kill this man is a perfectly normal reaction to his presence. He once used my Social Security number to open a checking account, for one, and then there was his constant claim that he married my mother, though she never mentioned it herself. What is undisputable is that he was my mother's best friend. They were casino junkies, always hopping on a bus full of other couples with coupons in their fists to make the 8-hour drive to Vegas and stay for 2 days nearly free in some sub-quality hotel. They'd return with big stories about what they won or almost won, or how a blackjack dealer ever so subtly ensured the cards would fall in their favor, or how Bill put all his chips on the come line and my mother took them back off right before the dice came up craps. My mother would laugh, "Bill sure loves to gamble, and he always bets big." But when she got sick, Bill was the one who fetched her prescriptions and rubbed her feet and complained about how the medical industry conspired to keep the cure to cancer under wraps so doctors could make more money. In her last moments, Bill was the one who held her hand when her life was leaking out of her like air from an old beach ball. So this man might not have been my relative, but I considered him family. Now he was sick himself. I found him in a hotel room next to a freeway that led to Tijuana. He was heading to the same Mexican cancer clinic that my mother went to as a last resort 14 years ago, where doctors trained in Haiti administer alternative cancer treatments not approved in the U.S. Bill had discovered the Mexican clinic. He claimed my mother had better odds of surviving there than in the States. So he drove my mother's used VW van down there with me next to him and my mother lying flat on her back in the bed of the van, too weak to sit up. He gave me concise directions on how to get there in case I'd ever need to go back. Now, 14 years later, he wanted to go back, and I prepared myself. I've done this before, and it's so frightening being with someone you love in this condition, half dead in Mexico. But in the end, Bill spared me. He snuck off and died on Christmas Day, not in Mexico, but in a casino outside Palm Springs. So in the end, I guess Bill had his own treatment in mind. I guess he didn't want to gamble his last days on a fight he figured he couldn't win. So instead, he headed for his idea of heaven on earth and went out a winner. He was laughing and tipping people like a lottery winner, I hear. And I have to smile at that, because Bill always did love to gamble, and he always bet big.
Hollis Gillespie lives in Atlanta. She's the author of the book Tales from a Bad Neighborhood.